and an after in terms of your influence. You might be a person that says, well, I don't have any influence. I'm just a regular guy. I'm a drywaller. I'm a teacher. I'm a business person. What kind of influence? My wife, my kids don't even listen to me. I mean, what kind of influence can I have? But I want to tell you, I want to encourage you that you have incredible potential in your life. That when God sees you, he doesn't see a small guy. He doesn't see a little guy. He sees the acorn of your life, but he looks at that acorn and he said, now there's a mighty oak that's ready to happen, right? They said this about Jesus. Jesus, who was the most influential person in history, all right? Every time you sign a check, every time you make an appointment, you're using the birthday of Jesus Christ as a reference point. Because we live in an era now called AD, the year of our Lord, right? After Christ, right? So his birthday marked all of history. Talk about influence. But you know what they said about him? They said, he's just one of the little guys. We know this guy. He's nobody. He's a carpenter from the backwaters of Galilee, right? Like the Rio Linda of its time, right? Just the out there in the middle of the Bakersfield. It'd be like saying Jesus was from Bakersfield. I mean, this guy's nobody. He's not from Silicon Valley. He's not from Jerusalem. He's not from a big city. He's a nobody. Why is he trying to teach us? And yet Jesus became the greatest influencer in all of history. And I want that to challenge you. Because you might look at yourself and say, well, I don't have a lot of experience. I don't have a lot of education. I'm an old guy. I'm a young guy. I'm a housewife. I'm not initiated. But you have tremendous potential to be an influencer in the earth. And God wants to tap into that and use you beyond your present influence. In Matthew 4, it says, great multitudes followed Jesus. Great multitudes followed him. He had influence from Galilee, Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond. So the fame of Jesus went beyond, and that message that was in him. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 says, and now the word of the Lord, speaking about the church, by the way, a church at Thessalonica. Now the word of the Lord has spread out from you to others everywhere, far beyond your boundaries. And when Paul wrote these words, he was talking to a small church on a Greek isle. And he said, everywhere I go, I hear about your influence. You're just a small church, but I want you to know that you have had a powerful influence. So part of the beyond life for you and for me is believing that we could have an impact greater than what would make sense today. Believing that there's a seed of potential in us to be able to change people's lives, to be able to bring the gospel, to be able to bring life and healing and strength to people far beyond our current borders. Matthew 5, chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Was he talking to the great people at that time? He was talking to us. He was talking to just common people. And he said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That's an influence verse. And I want to challenge each and every one of you to be an influencer for God. You might be a drywaller. You might be a businessman. You might be a single mom. But God wants to put something on the inside of you that you can literally carry. You can carry it. And when you have that, when that's part of your life, you're influencing, that light is touching other people. It doesn't mean you're going to be a preacher or you're going to, you know, be a fanatical track passer outer on the corner or something like that. But everywhere you go, you're carrying something. You're carrying the beyond life on the inside of you. You were created to carry stuff. You've been carrying stress. You've been carrying fear. But God wants you to carry influence. He wants you to carry the power of the Holy Spirit everywhere you go. So the worship team is coming, and we're going to bring the message to a close. In a few minutes, we're going to have an opportunity to give, and then I'm going to say a prayer with us. But I want to bring this back to kind of where I started. Let's talk about your story, your before, and your after. Your before was dark, for sure. If your life was like me before Christ, I mean, I can remember the loneliness and the sadness and the emptiness. But God has done amazing things. And yet, church, there's more that he wants to do. God is not finished with you yet. The after picture is not complete. And I wonder how far God could take you if you would trust him. Would you just bow your heads and close your eyes? I'm going to pray for us. And I'm going to ask God to kind of kick out some boundaries and some limitations and bring us into a life that's beyond what we can afford, beyond what we can think about, and beyond what we ever have imagined. That is possible because of Jesus Christ. I'm going to pray for us. Father, I praise you today for this life that Jesus came to give us. The thief came to kill and steal. But Jesus, you came to take us beyond every limitation. Lord, I'm thinking about families in our church today that are facing real problems, real challenges, singles and individuals that are really going through it. And here we are, Lord, carrying the gift of new life on the inside of us. And Lord, I'm asking that you would take us so far beyond what we've experienced before. You would take us into a brand new dimension, Lord. Take us beyond the math. Take us beyond what the doctor said. Take us, Lord, to a place that Jesus came to give us, an abundant life, a life beyond. Thank you, Father. Bless your people, Lord. Encourage the discouraged. Strengthen those that are feeling weak today, Lord. Bless those that are empty, Lord, those that are grieving. Lord, I pray that those that feel ashamed of their sins, almost condemned and so sad about their own failures, that, Lord, you would lift that burden from every one of them. Give them new life in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you for this life that Jesus came to give us, Lord. We want to receive that. Just while heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, I'm asking all Christians to just be praying and keep your heart open to the Lord. If you're here today and maybe you're away from God, you're not where you need to be spiritually, perhaps you used to serve the Lord and you've slidden back, or perhaps you've never given your heart to the Lord, but you're standing in a place of emptiness today and you're not living really where you know you should live, I want to pray for you. I want to pray that God will take you into the full after that he has for you. I wish by you coming to church alone that could change your life, but it can't. Here's what'll change your life. You have to invite Christ into your heart. You have to make it personal. You've got to say, that's for me. I want Jesus. I want his forgiveness. I want his new life. You've got to receive it personally yourself. It's got to be real. And so while heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I'd love to pray for you. If you're here today and you just need that change to take place in your life and you want to invite Christ into your heart, I want to pray that that will happen today. If that's you, just lift your hand and say, Pastor David, pray for me. I need to receive Jesus today. I want to invite Christ into my life. Just wherever you are, I see your hand. Thank you. Just lift your hand. Thank you, sir. Thank you over there. I see you. Three people lifting their hands. Is there a fourth person? Just say, Pastor, pray for me that I might receive Christ. I want to invite Christ into my life. Yeah, there's number four. Thank you. All right, I'm going to pray for you. Father, and I see a fifth here. Thank you, Lord. Every Christian praying. Father, we thank you that you brought people together today, Lord, for a purpose to move us into a beyond. Lord, I'm asking that you would touch and save. Break the power of the past, Lord. Break, Lord, every device that the enemy has put on their life to bind them. And Lord, set them radically free today, Lord, as they receive you as their Lord and Savior. I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Everybody look at me. I'd like to ask you to say a prayer. We're going to put a prayer up on the screen, bringing the service to a close, but I cannot close without allowing those who have raised their hand and all of us to say a prayer together. Let's respond to the message. And if you raised your hand you say this prayer out loud with the rest of us, I believe the power of God is going to come into your life. And I would love to know what God has done for you. I would love to hear your testimony. So there's a card right in front of you that says, I've decided. And if you would fill that card, those of you that raise your hands, take a minute, fill that card out. Let me know what you did today. Drop it in the offering when it comes. This would be a powerful testimony of what the Lord has done in your life. Let's say this prayer together, everyone. Father God, come on, here we go. I want to live the life you've planned for me. I want to know your extravagant love and share it with others. I open my heart to receive all you have. By faith, I choose to live the beyond lifestyle and become an overcomer through your power. In Christ's name, amen. Five people raised their hands to give their lives to Christ today. Let's tell them they did an awesome thing just now. That is the beginning. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to worship the Lord here. The closing song. I love this song. My God, how great you are. Let's give as we worship, and then Pastor John and I will come back and close the service.
My God, how great you are. How great you are. Let's sing it to him. My God, how great you are. How great you are. Lift it up to the Lord. My God, how great you are. How great you are. Sing it again, my God. My God, how great you are. How great you are.
Tell the Lord he's great. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Come on, we rejoice in his goodness. We rejoice in his goodness. Hallelujah. Let's all stand together. I'm going to ask Pastor John to speak a blessing. My friends that you see here at the front are ready to pray with you. If you came today, you need healing prayer, you came with a spiritual need and you want to check in with somebody and receive prayer, we're going to hang around here at the front and we're available to minister to you. And also, speaking of being ministered to, today's a very special service. Pastor John, what's going on at 3 o'clock?
At 3 o'clock today, if you come through that door over there, we're going to have some worship time, and then there's going to be personal ministry time for you. What's going to be available to you is spiritual freedom, your heart memory healing, physical healing, prophetic inspiration where God's speaking to you personally a word. And so that is today at 3 o'clock through those doors over there.
Yeah, whatever your need is, man, just
yeah.
come
and get it. Jesus gives.
Right. I'm going to ask Pastor John.
Hallelujah. 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 Okay, get your gift-receiving spirit ready. By the authority given to me, in Jesus' name, I decree and declare that the Lord bless you with inspired hope. The Lord bless you with vitalized faith. The Lord bless you with deep and influencing love. The Lord bless you with redemptive vision. The Lord bless you with healing steps in your life. The Lord bless you with empowering grace. The Lord bless you with abundant provision. And the Lord bless you with wisdom establishment. In Jesus' name. And if you receive that, say amen. Amen. Amen.